Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings, I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. Clennell Wisdom Wickham was born into humble beginnings on this day, Thursday, March 28, 1895. Wickham was born 61 years after the abolition of slavery and 57 years after emancipation. He was born in a time when Barbados was still reeling and teetering socially, a time when, due to the structure of the social order, the political and economic welfare of the quote-unquote lower classes remained dire. In response to these circumstances, he would grow into a role where he would unabashedly challenge the status quo and make a considerable contribution to evoking change within the Barbadian society. Wickham was the eldest child of parents Albert Alexander and Mary Jane Wickham Nee Chase. He had three siblings, brother Darnsley and sisters Barbara and Winifred. They grew up at Coles Road, Carrington Village, which runs north from Belmont Road. He was educated at St. Giles Boys School and later served as a pupil teacher there. With his wife Germaine Viola Nee Mapp, he raised four children: John Wilsden, Clennell Wilsden Jr. or Billy, Barbara Joan, his only daughter, who was named for his sister Barbara, and David Anthony Wilsden. Today, at age 96 years, Barbara Joan is Clennell Wickham's sole surviving offspring. Wickham served in World War I and was greatly impacted by the experiences he witnessed there, and he became an agent for change. Historian the late Sir Alexander Hoyas wrote of Wickham, quote, "More than any other man, the catalyst in the changes that were taking place in Barbados was Clennell Wilsden Wickham. He had served in Egypt and Palestine with the British West Indies Regiment and returned to Barbados in 1919, resolved to help the island to change in the midst of a changing world. He had enlisted to fight in freedom's cause and was now prepared to do battle against the forces of tyranny and oppression at home," end quote. Joining forces with Dr. Charles Duncan O'Neill, he fought this reformative battle through his work as editor of the Barbados Weekly Herald. Wickham provided a platform. He became the voice of the disenfranchised, which historian Professor Hilary Beckles states served to, and I quote, "provide the working classes with a theoretical framework for political agitation for the first time in the colony's history and used its pages to provide working people with information and analysis relevant to their political condition," end quote. Though he was pitched against an entrenched political arena of players that viewed their role and interests through very narrow lenses, he continued to fight these forces for equal opportunities for all Barbadians. He spoke boldly against child labor and for education for the children of the disenfranchised. However, his voice was silenced. When in a legal battle with white businessman Walter Bailey, a libel suit was brought against him, and losing the newspaper, and with it his voice of agitation, he was forced to leave Barbados and reside in Grenada, where he worked for the West Indian, another newspaper. He was toppled by the very system that he made his life's work to ameliorate. Clennell Wilsden Wickham, this great Barbadian champion, who agitated for social and economic betterment, was born on this day, March 28, 1895.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.